some noise for the very funny, the very famous, the very talented Mr. Kenny Sebastian! Awesome. Okay, you guys are a fantastic audience. Big round of applause for you guys. Such a lovely audience. Everyone spoke about being middle class. And everyone agreed. So let's call this a middle class show. Yeah? Should have been free. Should have been free. Yeah, I just have this feeling. It should have been free. It's awesome. And everyone spoke about their dad, which also I'm going to do. My dad's over here. So give him a round of applause. Yeah? My dad's like, fuckers are laughing now. Sweet. I'm really uncomfortable right now because I'm wearing a jacket. And it's not a middle class thing to wear this jacket because you have to dry clean. Which is a big thing in a middle class house. When you buy something, like if dry clean, it's like the president of America has come home. Don't go near it. Right, like I see rich people who wear suits like normally, like they're going on a flight, and I'll see them sitting in the suit and he's eating. You dry clean every day, yeah? It's just like in my house, dry cleaning is a yearly event, and my dad's also damn KD, okay? So he won't tell us that he's going for dry cleaning, because suddenly we'll start. Like, my dad will be like, okay, I'm going for dry cleaning. Like, Dad, one sec, take this jacket, take this carpet, take Dadaji also, he hasn't taken bath in a while. Just... shit. Now bill will be more than 4,000. It's awesome. My mom is super cute. She's OCD about cleaning. Wow, cheer for that. All moms are OCD about cleaning. But did you know there's an OCD university where the first rule is that you only clean the TV when someone's watching it? She can sense that importance is being given to the TV. Otherwise, the whole day, no one's watching TV, my mom won't give a shit about the TV. The TV will be like, hey girl, I'm dirty. Clean me, girl. My mom's like, no. It's awesome. She's there's an unwritten rule in the house that everything in the house is in its place because it's decided by my mom. It's in its place because my mom decided it to be like that. It's not coincidence, okay? If you move the table, my mom's like, what the fuck? So, if I put something somewhere which does not belong there, it will disappear. My mom is as fast as an F1 pit crew. I'll come home, I'll take out my keys and I'll put my wallet. I'm like, Mom, I need that wallet. She would be the perfect criminal because she would leave no clues. Like, the dead body is here, there are no clues, no blood stains. The murder weapon is gone, his shirt has been ironed. Oh my God, it's Kenny's mom! It's awesome. It's okay, you can laugh. Oh no, not your mother. You can laugh, it's fine. She's cool with it. As long as I don't move stuff, she's cool with it. She's only scared of two things. If something happens to me, or if the gas cylinder explodes. I know, who put this fear in Indian mothers about this gas cylinder, dude? And all the newspapers dedicate one article for 20 people died. Because their son said, yeah, I switched off the gas, but he didn't. My mom has said, hey, have you switched off the gas more than I love you? The thing is, my mom, there's a golden timing rule that every mother has, which is 3 seconds. Which is ask you to do something. You have to do it in 3 seconds. If you cross that threshold, she will do something unimaginable. She will do it herself. Which is like so depressing. You're like, one thing she asked me to do. It's insane. It's so sweet. Awesome, no mothers are here, it's cool. So, my dad on the other hand is damn cool. He's damn cool. Except about one thing. The only thing that bothers my dad is who the hell left the lights on? That's something my dad cannot, and my dad's not like my mom. My mom's very immediate with feedback, you know? She's like, what the hell are you doing with the lights? It's like immediate. My dad's very like, he's very passive aggressive. He just come up to me like, oh, hey, Kenny, hi, how are you? Oh, you're on your laptop, very nice, nice. What are you doing, Facebook? Very productive. Okay. I notice you're sitting under the light, the tube light, yeah? Basking on the photons, huh? Photons I paid for. Fun fact, Kenny. I don't know. If you're sitting here and your bedroom is on top, who the hell left the lights on, Kenny? And you have to do it right then. It's like, I did it. Go switch it off right now. And you stand there, and as you move, his head follows your body. And as I go to the first floor, through the floor, he's looking at me. It is insane. But he's cool.